κόσμο να χοντρουλάσει όλα τα χρήματα σε ολάι. Αλλάει σε ό,τι πάνω στην Καλάνη, αλλάει από σε λανάσιο, όταν σου είναι πάπ. Αλλάει, 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 αλλάει,
A question in the halakha regarding a mohel: is it proper for the mohel to accept payment for the brit milah? Is he allowed to charge for the brit milah, for this mitzvah, for this service? There's a famous teshuvah from the Rashba that says that in a case where, let's say, there's one mohel in the town, and the father doesn't know how to do the brit milah, so he needs the services of the mohel. And the mohel, he wants to charge. He doesn't want to do it for free. And the guy doesn't have money to pay him, or he doesn't want to pay him. He wants him to do the brit milah. So Beit Din will force the mohel to do the milah for free. And he makes a big rebuke. He says that this is not the way of the Zera of Abraham, that they charge for a brit milah. He should do the mitzvah for free. And therefore he chastises this mohel that's being stubborn, that needs a Beit Din to twist his arm to do a brit milah. From that Rashba, it sounds like that it's really not appropriate for mohel to take money for a brit milah. We have to justify then today the practice that mohalim actually indeed do take money. Although you're not allowed to take money to do a mitzvah, you can't take money to be a judge, you can't take money to be a witness. Mishnah and Bechorot, certainly to do this mitzvah. So how could we explain this practice? Well, before we explain some of the leniencies, why they're allowed maybe, but it should be pointed out that there was a big question that was raised by the Rabbi Nahar Mitzrayim. Nahar Mitzrayim said that if you have a mohel that's doing a milah on Tisha B'Av that was nidhed, that was pushed off, so in that case, it says that the mohel is considered Baal Berit, he's one of the three of the covenant. He doesn't have to fast, since it's the Sha'ab that's pushed off. So the Nahar Mitzrayim has a sefek that if the mohel is getting paid, is he considered Baal Berit? He might have to fast on the Sha'ab option because he's getting paid. You know, he's not considered part of the covenant. Some of the poskim, a sefer called Hit'olilut B'Tshuva, he has a sefek that if a mohel is getting paid, and he's part of the minyan, can you say Yehishem? Are you allowed to skip the Hanunim because he's getting paid? Of course, if the Brit Milah was in the synagogue itself, anyway, you don't have to say the Hanunim because the Milah is in the synagogue. But let's say he's praying not where this Milah is. He has a Safik. So again, we have to go back and ask what is the leniencies that we can rely on. So, Hakam Ben Sion Alav Shalom, although he says in his conclusion, Mu'alim shouldn't take money. That's the best thing. Don't take money for the brit milah. Do what Hashem shamayim. But then he says, listen, first of all, you're telling the mohel to come at a certain time. I want you to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning for the brit milah. Now, if he's doing it for free, let him come whenever he wants. He can come 5 minutes before shkiah. The fact that you're telling him that he has to be there at a certain time, now already, maybe he has other things that he wants to do. Maybe he's busy. So already, if you brought the baby to him and you're just doing it under his free will, fine. Another reason that the mu'alim can probably get paid is because you're not paying them necessarily for the brit milah, but they visit the baby beforehand and they visit the baby after for those checkups, which is not part of the mitzvah at all. They got to get to the brit milah. So there's what we call schar batala. Especially, the mohel does not have to be out of pocket for all the equipment that he uses. I don't know what all the equipment is, but there's some gauze and there's some different things that he has over there, alcohol and stuff. Of course, the Abiyah Ben could pay the mohel, as he wishes from his own volition in order to cover, let's say, the schar tirha. So again, halakha l'maaseh, while it would be really appropriate in the perfect world that mohalim should do things l'shem shemayim, I mean, you have a couple of mohalim like that they look for the mitzvah, they're getting much more. But nonetheless, if they do ask for sachar, or the Rabbi Yabin wants to pay them sachar, clearly they'd be allowed to accept it. Regarding a milah on Shabbat, we have now another issue. If you're paying the mohel, we have an issue of schar Shabbat. Well, there's two ways out of it. One way is, the minhag is Maran writes that we pay our hazanim and we pay the rabbanim even though they're working on Shabbat, because it's a mitzvah. And the rabbis did not gozer on schar Shabbat when it comes to mitzvah. Or we could say a much simpler answer is that you're not paying them again for the merely the work that they did on Shabbat. You're paying them b'havla'ah for the fact that they visited the baby before Shabbat and they visited the baby after Shabbat. So that's when you combine all the Shabbat service with the weekday service, that's called habla'ah, and clearly that would not be a problem of schar Shabbat. So again, the muhalim that do ask for payment, or they ask for, you know, whatever he said, sakhar, and the Abiyah Ben acquiesces, they're not going against the halakha, although again, both Rav Chaim Ben Zion and Rav Yashiv both say that in the perfect world, if the mohel can afford it and everything is right, then of course it would be better to do this mitzvah gedolah, b'di shum sakhar, and wait for the, you know, the schar la'atid lavo.